Okay, we are recording.
Okay. Well, good evening, folks. It is not quite 6:30 on Wednesday, October 16th. And welcome to the monthly business meeting of the National Airport Authority. Call this meeting order. Roll call, Chris, please.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath is absent this evening. Secretary Holland was unavailable. And Director Duquette.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Excellent. So, public input as it pertains to this evening's agenda. Any takers? Going once, going twice. Okay, minutes approval of the NAA public minutes of July 17th. It's been a little while since we had a meeting.
Support the motion to approve.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the July 17 minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, and that carries. Treasurer's report. So we have no treasurer tonight. I'm going to table that and the budget. For the next meeting. Communications, it looks like we had a couple letters. AEG Fuels Freedom of Information request for flowage. We responded to that?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And let's see, on September 5, ASG 121 condo request lease extension. So we'll get to that on your new business. So reports, power report, I'll stick that baby up. September 2024, 5835 operations, down 464 from the previous month at 7%, year over year down 567 or 9%, year to date we're down 4% overall. Airport manager, please.
Okay. Excuse me. Just a few things to talk about. We had our Wheels and Wings event. Seems like a few months ago now. But it was just last month, actually, on the 21st. It was great success, even though we had lousy weather. It rained. We all get drenched at like 6:30 in the morning setting up. We wet all day, but we had, believe it or not, 1,700 guests. And the average is 2,000, so to get 1,700 in a really lousy day weather-wise was fantastic. A big thank you to all the participants and volunteers. I have quite a staff of volunteers. Went well. And upcoming events, none. It's not going to snow this year. Other items of interest. Taxiway Alpha paving project is almost complete. Danny will probably talk about that tonight. Danny's the resident engineer that's been on this job every day, even on the weekends. I see Danny here working on it. Project's coming along really nice. It's looking really good. Tower sighting 3D model virtual reality simulation is complete. That was a mouthful. Matt, Karen, and I were working with the FAA to get this new air traffic control tower sighting study done, and the sighting is all complete. The proposed elevation of the new tower is going to have 120-foot floor height in the cab, and overall 155 feet tall. The current tower floor height is 40 feet, just for comparison. New locations can be in the southwest corner of this parking lot down here, up basically in the woods up against the road. It's where we got the best unobstructed line of sight to all the movement areas. It was actually rather amazing. I got to participate with virtual reality goggles, and it was amazing. You could fly airplanes around the patterns, different approaches, and you could just, And we spent an entire, I think it was an entire day doing that with, excuse me, Dave Pinard from the tower, our tower chief. So, next steps is getting the funding for the tower. Somebody did indicate during the siting study, one of the FAA people, I kind of quipped that, you know, is somebody blowing smoke our way? Are we really getting a tower? He said, we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't intend to fund a tower. There will be a tower. So, when? Not exactly sure, but they're working on it. We're working on it. Bureau of Aeronautics, Jason Leavitt, he's their UAS specialist. He was down here doing a study for the Department of Transportation on obstructions and approaches, et cetera. And while he was here, he would do this in the pre-dawn hours with drones, et cetera. He did our 5010 inspection. He had not received a report yet, but he said everything looked good. So no obstructions to be concerned with. Pavement conditions, everything looked really good. On August 13th, the National Airport Authority, FAA, and Midwest ATC, we held our annual runway safety meeting. No incursions over the last year. Since I've been here, there have been no incursions. We have this meeting every year, so it's pretty vanilla meeting. We meet with different FAA representatives and talk about airport safety. One of the benefits we have at this airport for having a safe environment is having the single runway, and all of our operations are based on one side of the runway. All the airports that seem to have all the trouble with incursions have operations on both sides of the runway, and their people simply just driving across runways without communicating. And so, you know, thankfully we don't have that here, so we have zero incursions. So that's good news. On August 23rd, I conduct an airport familiarization tour for all the new staff at Station 5, National Fire Rescue Station 5. They basically have an entirely new crew over there. So we gave the airport tour, including a tour of the tower, and we had the communications department from the city here, and just discussed all kinds of things from emergency procedures and, you know, standard protocol in the tower and how to operate on the airfield, which is very important. They're not dedicated to the airfield. They just happen to be parked right there, and it says, what does it say, airport firehouse or something on it, but they're not. But it's good to have them trained up, and we even brought them into Greg's hangar at Infinity, and one of Greg's guys, Matt Nutt, gave them a little education on all the different aircraft and what to do if they have to come upon an emergency scene, how to shut the fuel off, how to get into the planes, how not to get into the Cirruses, you know, certain things that are specific to all the aircraft. And they had a good representation of Mooney's, Cessna's, Beach, Cirrus. I even looked at some of the corporate jets, the turboprops, and it was a good educational day for all the fire personnel. kind of on a side note, Winchester Mechanical installed a new HVAC system in our hangar located at 97 Pine Hill Road. So that's all brand new, should last for many years to come. It was a very old system in there. I think they wanted to take it and put it into a museum, they said. Recently, here at this building, 79 Perimeter Road, we welcomed two new tenants into this building. Pilot Workshops and Tivoli are now in the terminal building here. And they're all getting settled in, and that's a good thing for this property. So that's really all I have to say. Any questions? Sorry, my voice is totally shot today, but I've been yapping since 5:30 this morning.
There are no questions for Chris. We'll move on to the engineer's report.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Matt Brown with Gale Associates for the record, also accompanied by Mark Tariano and Dan Carrion. In the interest of brevity, I will go through the update, but if there's any questions, feel free to ask us. Between the three of us, it can be pretty dangerous with a response. So the rehab of Taxiway Alpha, that construction started on August 12, 2024. Phase 1, 2, 4, and 5 are complete, and work on Phase 3 is ongoing. Final striping and the starring and sealing of the pavement joints will be done approximately 2 weeks from the date of paving completion, This was drafted last week, so is there an update on that thing? I think that's a little bit old.
The firing hearing has been done today, so the only thing that's the biggest thing that's left is the final scribing of the taxiway.
And that's slated for next Thursday?
Thursday, Friday, possibly.
Okay. Construction is anticipated to be completed by October 30th, 2024. Any questions on that project?
So just if I could interrupt, Matt, we're planning on opening the taxiway Friday late afternoon. And the only other closure will be next Thursday or Friday when we do the striping. We're not gonna shut the thing down for a long period of time if we have to at all. The paint dries in 15 minutes. So they're gonna bring a big truck in, try to stripe it all in one shot. And we'll get all the glass bead blown off and hopefully have it open up basically, in less than an hour, in theory.
Danny? I don't know if you do that quick.
Well, we're going to try
to do the black bead.
Well, you have your marching orders
now. Danny, just say yes, Chris, whatever you want. Deal with it next Friday with
them. Question, what loop is recording? So we've been taxing sometimes down the old inner taxi, which is in pretty poor condition.
Very poor condition.
Yeah. You're more competent in grading those things than I am. Is there any thought in the not distant future to rehabbing that?
So that is most likely going to be the onus of the folks that develop those properties over there, because they'll be part of their ramp space.
Probably going away.
As far as the inner taxiway, it's going to be some part of ramp space.
Okay. And by and large, the FAA doesn't fund that because it's not a movement.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. It's the reality of it is that most of the plans that we have, it's going to limit. I mean, the building footprint is going to take up that space. For aircraft, anyway, there might be a movement vehicle.
But like Greg said, the building will be there, and you put some of these corporate jets out there, and you're not going to be taxiing by them like a taxi lane anymore.
Thank you. Okay. So, any other questions? Otherwise, rehab of Dolphin Foxtrot ramp. This one's been on here for quite a while. The closeout paperwork was committed to NHDOT back on July 3rd, 2024. We are still waiting for final payments. Chris, I believe there was some correspondence between you and NHDOT. The authority's expecting payment over the next couple of weeks. Is that fair to say?
I re-signed the documents again today for their request. I think it was the second or third time we've signed this, second time.
I think it's the second time.
And they promised that they would rush the payments. Because it's been a long time.
Not sure what rush means, but we'll keep an eye out for it and give you all an update when the funding comes in. The relocate AWOC and the SAWs, bids were received from two contractors on July 23rd, 2024. Cullen Electrical Contractors was the apparent low bidder with a bid of $252,675. The FAA grant was submitted on August 20th, 2024. The project is waiting grant funding and an agreement before we move forward. I did talk with Carol Nawal at NHDOT, and she said that they're looking to get that grant out within the next 2 weeks or before the end of this month. So stay tuned. We'll keep you updated on that as well. The land acquisition project. So the grant application for the reimbursement of the land acquisition, that was executed and sent to NHDOT on January 11th, 2024. Similar with the AWOS project, I reached out, spoke with Carolyn Wallace. She said within the next 2 weeks they're looking to issue that grant as well. So stay tuned on that. The tower siting study, FAA aviation administrative representatives of the Eastern Service Area and the Nashua Airport, Block Field, participated in the siting activities here at the airport on August 8th, 2024. The siting meeting resulted in the selection of a preferred location for the new tower, which Chris explained is at the, what you call, southwest corner of this parking lot behind us. The airport is expected to submit a siting report to the FAA by December 5th, 2024. I'm working with Chris. We're preparing that, putting that together. We'll meet that deadline. They did request that the ALP be updated and submitted within 60 days of the siting assessment. That was completed on behalf of the airport and submitted. At this time, we're just waiting for FAA to complete its siting hazard analysis so that we can incorporate those results into the siting report, and then we'll send that off, a draft off to the FAA for their review and comment, make any sort of updates or corrections as needed, and then submit a final draft and get ready to close that project out. The last one on the update is the runway center line crack sealing. We've discussed this with the authority in the past. The airport, we need to go and rebid that project. We were waiting for essentially the CIP meetings, submitting the ASOC and getting that grant app in. Once all that stuff is in the dust, is settled on that, we'll shift our focus, work with the airport and work with Chris to rebid that project, and look forward to getting that done at the, I'd say, late winter, early spring of 2025. That is all I have for an update. If there's any questions on any of those projects, please feel free to ask.
Maybe on this item for land acquisition, when I pull it under project status, notes that the grant application to the land acquisition has been executed and sent to DOT on 1/11/2024.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and the email getting that and the AWOS project. So last Friday, I reached out to NHDOT, and that is when Carol said that she expects to issue the grants for both those projects before the end of this month, so within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a particularly long time for this one.
Good. I would agree.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Any other questions? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Committees, we have two committees at this time. Old business and city aviation hangar development.
I'm here to answer any questions you might have. I can give you the real quick version. We are in the phase where we're working. We have a few anchor tenants for this facility, and we're talking with them about their wants and needs as far as the building itself and design and so on and so forth. So that's for the building project, for the, what we call phase one that we have the signed lease on. Okay, so that's what's going on with that project. And our resources have been kind of split up between developing that as well as trying to find tenants for this building. I can actually share with you guys now, Chris already shared with you our workshops at Tivoli, but we're also speaking with a couple of rental car companies. We may be able to get rental cars going back, which is something that I think has been needed for quite a while. You guys probably are aware of it, but it's extremely difficult to get rental cars these days. It's a battle that we fight all the time. And there's a company called Go Rentals, which has become very popular amongst GA airports. And they kind of specialize in rentals for smaller airports. And they have a pretty vast network. It's growing, and they're interested in having a presence. And we've been giving some tours, and we have some other folks that are interested in some space as well. So I think we're gonna be in really good shape as far as occupancy of the building in short order. And we've been slowly working our way into the corner there too. That as far as when our fueling operations are gonna move down here, we're a little bit on the fence. I was trying to target November 1st. I don't know if we're gonna make it or not, but that was kind of what we're trying to do. We'd like to get in the building because it's going to help our marketing campaign for the new building if we're in this building. So we're trying to do it sooner rather than later, but at the same time, we're trying not to create logistical challenges between having two locations, confusing people, and everybody will have to relearn where to go to the bathroom. We will not be, the building will not be open, obviously, after 5 o'clock, most likely. The place will be the new center of the airport. So, No. No. But it'll have, it will mirror the hours we used to have.
Okay.
And the other building will be focusing on repair and maintenance and
So I wonder if that rental car company has a presence, you know, near Springfield, Vermont.
I don't know. Every time I turn around, they have a new, I mean, I use them all across the country, and they do an incredible job. Mm-hmm. They're very modern, they're very dialed into the way that this stuff works for mm-hmm. corporate aviation, the people that travel to UGA Airport. It's really quite good. It's challenging for us. I mean, it sounds sort of silly, but, you know, the rental car agencies that are around here, they're really small entities. And, you know, they advertise, hey, we have people that walk in, hey, I need a rental car, thinking that they can get an enterprise rental car out of the facility, because enterprise advertises that they're right in the aviation. No, they're not. You have to look in with them, and they get the car here, and so on and so forth. Whereas Go Rentals is very much airport-centric. They don't have offices like on Amherst Street and things like that. If you get a Go Rental car, you're at an airport. There's no other way. And they do a nice job.
Oh, cool.
They do a really nice job.
Yeah, getting rental cars arranged for our Acro Club annual contest in Springfield is very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's no rental car places within about a half hour of that airport. And most of them, you call them up, and if they answer the phone at all, they're like, nah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's a little bit of what we're working on with some other stuff that before you guys do it. But any questions?
Okay, thank you, Greg. So Nye Aviation is on here.
We have not heard from Nye in quite a while. And both myself and Greg have reached out to him with no response.
I'm feeling like you've got cold feet.
Don't know what to tell you, so continue to reach out. Have you guys had any communication? No?
I've not. Okay.
We'll continue to pursue that.
So, Building 121, Condo Association request use extension.
Make a motion just to turn the board itself. We'll put forth a motion to approve the lease extension request for E508-ASH, the 121 Condominium Association, for 20 years, beginning on October 1st, 2027, and terminating on September 30th, 2047, upon the same terms and conditions the lease now in effect. Also grant an additional 20-year term lease, commencing on October 1st, 2047, and terminating on September 30th, 2067, subject to renegotiation of the terms and conditions.
Second. Okay. Any discussion on the lease extension? Okay. All those in favor of the lease extension for Building 121, as read by Joe, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And that motion carries. So, upcoming events. Chris has promised us, it will not snow.
I kind of promised myself.
Yeah, but we won't be spending money on diesel and maintenance either. There's a yin and yang there. So.
Yeah, we tend to hemorrhage money during storms. Everybody thinks that we're making money. You're kidding yourselves.
So, public input. Yes, sir.
For the record, Mike Green, owner of 85 Perimeter. Happy to announce, see that the renovations are ongoing and they're coming to a completed state at this point. I did have the building for sale and for lease. And happy to announce that Roeder, who is already on the field, has signed a lease as of September 30th. So I'm grateful to have them in there. And David is from Roeder, so you can. Have any questions of what they're going to do, or you want to let people know what's going on?
I guess we've been there for a few years now, and we like to stay. but we've started to like showing you the digs. So that's the, I guess that's the short of it, but the little, I think the trajectory for the next few years is, so we've got our prototypes of Robinson, unmanned Robinson basically, and I think the, where we're going with them at least initially is for crop spraying, I guess mostly in the Midwest probably. So where we've got a couple of prototypes, one built, one just almost will be built in the next few weeks. And then next year we're hoping to get maybe five of them out in the country, out in field, and actually learning how they work in practice. So we need somewhere to build those, and convert Robinsons and build the avionics, and do all the test work for those. So that's, and as we build more,
are you moving out of your current location?
That is an open question. We've been going back and forth on how much space we need.
So you're going to do the manufacturing of the prototypes here?
Yes. So yeah, in 85, that's the current plan. So yeah, some of the things up in the air, and probably this is a sort of 2026 question, is how much we do. Well, there's various things that are uncertain at the moment. One is how much Robinson helps with manufacturing, how much we do here. The other one is whether we do other helicopters for other OEMs or customers and space we need for that. Then the other thing is how much balance between kind of production and prototype and R&D. At least in the longer term, ideally you keep your production stuff away from your R&D people because they don't really mix. So that would be in the maximal view of the world, we have one place for production, one place for R&D. But we, in the near term, we might be constrained to just being 85, and that's probably all we need our needs for the foreseeable. Any other questions?
I know that you had mentioned dealing with Robinson, how much they're going to commit essentially to your production and your future. I met with the CEO of Robinson a few months ago down in Florida, and you know, we started talking. I said, I was from Nashville. He goes, oh, do you know Hector? I said, well, of course I know Hector. And he went on for about an hour telling me how excited he was about working with you folks at Rota. So I think you have a bright future with Robinson.
I don't know, it's common knowledge, but they'll be here on Friday. The CEO of Robinson. Hopefully we'll make a good impression and they'll like what they've not been before to Nashville. We've been several times to Corinth, but this is their first time.
Are you bringing them into 85? Are you guys
I ready? I mean,
you haven't poured yet, right?
I mean, no, you can't do that. You just do the 22s and the 44s?
Yeah, so we started with 22. The current current action is on the 44. No, but that's one of the big questions going forward is, yeah. Is there more interest in the 22 or the 66? Fairly obvious that in the future you have all three at some point, and we're still trying to work out where the how big the market. Whether the customer would like the bigger one or the smaller one, or whether the 44 is the best. We don't really know.
What's the payload on a 44?
About 800 pounds. We're looking at I was talking to the people who make the process, a 130 gallon tank, of which probably usable capacity 100 gallons. And the density of the chemical is a bit above water. So, 9 pounds per gallon. 900 pounds plus all the costs. So that's where we're hoping, which is a bit more than the 44. Yeah. Hopefully, we're getting going to carry almost as much of the 66 as the 44. That's where we'd like to be.
Any other public input? You know,
think that is a no. So, Director Thomas, all of that, right?
Nothing more said.
Well, once again, I'll offer my apologies to the assembly this evening for being late. I know your time is valuable. I don't have any good excuses, so. And apart from that, I think I'm good on comments, Joe.
Okay. I'll just bring up a little thing I quoted. I don't know if you saw the email this morning, but just maybe to consider, we look at going to bi-monthly on meetings. I think we can probably consolidate the business, and we do like the odd months. We can still do our elections in January. We naturally get August off that we usually take. We get December off. And if we need a meeting in between, we just call a meeting in between. So I don't think there's much more than us just, you know, agreeing to amend the bylaws. Pretty normal paragraphs. Something to think about. We'll talk about next month.
Or the month after.
Or the month after. Yeah.
Well, that says the last 10 years that the aviation activity or the board activity has gotten much more boring.
Well, and I will say again, I think that's generally a good thing.
Right.
You know, for those that remember how exciting it was in the past. So,
well, given the fact that the record for the shortest official meeting.
I think we kind of proved it in concept. The last meeting we had was July. So.
Yes, indeed.
And the chairman came late, and we're still finishing it.
Yeah, so there you go.
There we go. Okay. So I guess I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
So put forth.
Second. Okay. All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
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 Okay, we are done. Thank you.